Waiting can be painful. You wait because you lack something. You wait because you don't have what you need. When everything goes well and you have everything that you need or you want, you don't need to wait. Because you don't have justice you want, you need. You don't have health you need. You don't have the goodness that you're waiting for. You don't have it. So you wait. Deer pants for the water. Because the deer does not have water. So the reaching out, that itself is in a way spirituality. Deer pants for water because he doesn't have water. Waiting itself can lead you to deeper satisfaction. But waiting can be quite painful. And my friends, it's not just you who are waiting. All creation is waiting with groaning in pain. Broken people, sick people, jobless people, lonely people, they're all waiting. Every person lives a life of waiting. That's why St. Paul said, we know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. He saw that the whole creation is waiting to be delivered, including us, Christians. In today's scripture passage, we see another person who is waiting, and that was Hannah. She could not have a baby. At that time, it was a big deal not to be able to have a baby. But in modern days, it's still a big deal, but some people choose not to have baby. In Korea, the birth rate is only 0.7. It's not even 1. And so in the KSM Bible study, one young woman said that, about Sarah not having a baby. Reverend, why is it such a big deal being able to have baby? But in that ancient time, it was a big deal. Barrenness was attached to worth of a person, unfortunately. And this shame was imposed only on women, more unfortunately. And secondly, children, especially boys, were not just cute, adorable creatures to cuddle and love. They represented the future for the mother. Having no baby meant no future for Hannah. Hannah's future was not secure. She had nobody to take care of. If Elkanah passed away suddenly, no son to take care of her. Peninnah's children would inherit everything, and she'd be able to live only at the mercy of Peninnah and her children. And nobody understood her suffering. You know, that's the difficulty about suffering. You feel lonely. Nobody understands my pain, agony, and suffering. Feeling that nobody understands me is painful. And actually, nobody, my friends, can understand your suffering when you go through suffering. So many times, you have to suffer alone. That's the nature of suffering. Even her husband could not understand her, even though he was a very nice guy. He was a very nice guy. He was very nice to Hannah, but he couldn't understand Listen to what he said. Am I not more to you than 10 sons? Should have felt a little better if he said, you are more precious than 10 sons than saying, am I not more precious? Eli, the priest, could not understand her. Hannah was so much in pain, and she did not know that her inner prayer came out of her mouth. Eli did not understand what she was saying and thought that she was drunk. Nobody could understand her suffering. Suffering makes you feel lonely. That was what Job experienced. He was all alone. His friends came to comfort him, but they drove him into deeper darkness and deeper suffering. Hannah's story is not just a story of one woman. It's a story that represents the whole book of Samuel. Why do you think that it is right in the beginning? It's the first story in the book of Samuel because that story represents the whole book of Samuel. What Hannah was going through, the whole Israelite went through. Hannah was waiting for the birth of a son. The whole Israel was waiting for the birth of a good leader. At that time, they could not see the future. Their future was very bleak and gloomy. And there was no leader. Once in a while, judges came out and took care of the problems, but there was no really concrete leader that could lead them into the future. So they were waiting for the birth of a good leader. That's why Hannah's story is right in the beginning. Because her story could relate to the story of Israelites. So Israelites, when they read Hannah's story, yeah, that's me. I'm suffering. We are all suffering. Right now, Toronto is filled with excitement because of Taylor Swift. If you see the concert that so many people gathered together, they put the name of the street as a Taylor Swift way for a while. They close off many roads. I live in downtown, so I have to be careful where to go because some roads are closed. There will be economic impact of more than $282 million in Toronto by just one person. Why does she influence so much? At Harvard University, there's a course in the English department called Taylor Swift and Her World. Dr. Stephanie Burt, the professor of the English literature, will teach this course. They will study her song, writings, lyrics, and so on. And how her song influenced young people so much. She's like a poet. And this professor said, there's no person who writes like her. Maybe except Bob Dylan, who had Nobel Prize for their literature. She was able to relate to young people. That was what Hannah's story did to the Israelites. They were not able to see their future, but when they read Hannah's agony and pain, they were able to relate to her pain. They're waiting for the birth of a leader. The whole book of Samuel is moving towards one person, and that one person was King David. David was like engine of Israelites. And they were waiting for the birth of this King David. When Hannah's future opened up, the future of Israel opened up. Behind the birth of David, there was a birth of Samuel. Behind the birth of Samuel, there was a prayer of Hannah, agony and pain of Hannah. Waiting. She was waiting for the birth of her son. 2 weeks ago, I sent an inner voice called A Gift of Waiting. One KSM member, elders sent me an email, and he confessed, without being in tune with God, instead of waiting, I wasted 30 long years. I lived a foolish life, last 30 years. Waiting is difficult. We studied 2 Fridays ago. Sarah could not wait for the promise. So she tried to deal with her problem by using Hagar. And so many people suffer because of that. Because she could not wait, so many people suffered. Hannah did not make a foolish choice. Hannah turned her waiting into prayer. She turned her waiting into prayer. She brought her pain, suffering, and vulnerability before God. Instead of trying to get rid of her pain, she brought her pain to God. My friends, I think that's wisdom. Instead of trying to get rid of your pain, bring that waiting to God into prayer. We only try to get rid of pain, and we think the pain is uncomfortable, so we get rid of it. Waiting is a waste of time many times, so we get rid of it. We don't need to wait. Painkiller is the most popular medicine. In Korea, the most famous word is this, "빨리 빨리." That means hurry, quick. Jerry knows that word. Even coffee, you don't have to wait at the coffee shop. Using the app, you just order it. You go to the shop and you just pick it up. My friends, getting rid of pain is not everything. Bring it to God. Waiting is not a waste. From waiting, new life can be created. I mentioned St. Paul in the beginning. He said the whole creation is waiting. And then after that, he said this, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. Right now, you may be going through suffering, but the glory is waiting for you. Compared to the glory that is waiting for you, your present suffering is nothing. So Psalmist said, may those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. We wait because we have faith. If you don't have faith, you cannot wait. We wait, even though we cannot see the future. We wait, even though we cannot see anything. How did the Berlin Wall collapse? How did the Berlin Wall came down? Pastor Christian Fuhrer of Leipzig, Nikolai Church in East Germany. They gathered together every Monday, atheists started praying for the unification of Germany. They pray for the freedom. The number grew. October 9th, 1989, 70,000 people gathered together with slogan, "We are the people, no violence." And there were 8,000 police officers present. And many people were arrested, but no violence and no one was killed. Peaceful prayer. When you look at it, it's just outside of the church. They could not be in the church because so many, 70,000 people gathered together. 1 month later, November 9th, 1989, the Berlin Wall collapsed, came down. Your prayer has power. When your waiting turns into prayer, that has power. God answered Hannah's prayer. Samuel was born. He was the last judge and the first prophet who installed two most important kings, Saul and David. First two kings. From that point on, the history of Israel changed. Waiting is hard and difficult, I know. But when you turn that waiting into prayer, your waiting will be meaningful waiting. And it will be waiting that brings about God's new history. I know what you're going through right now in your life. Maybe you are waiting too for something to happen. I just talked to a person who was waiting for the result of a medical examination. She was so distraught and she came to my room. "Can you pray for me?" So I prayed for her. And the today I met her, she said, "Doctor said everything's okay." Waiting can be difficult and hard. But when you turn that waiting into prayer, something beautiful will come out. And you will experience God's providence and God's help.